It is 2 weeks out from Election Day, and the rules around voting in certain states are still being contested, including a split decision yesterday from the U.S. Supreme Court. William Brangham has more on the story.
That's right, Judy. Yesterday, in a 4-4 split, the Supreme Court of the United States couldn't agree whether to allow Pennsylvania, which is a major swing state, whether they should be blocked from counting mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day, as long as those ballots were postmarked by Election Day or earlier. For more on this decision and other looming cases, I'm joined now by Nate Persily of Stanford University Law School. He's the co-founder of the Healthy Elections Project, which tracks coronavirus-related election litigation, and he joins me now. Nate, very good to have you on the NewsHour. Let's talk initially about this Pennsylvania ruling. The Democrats in Pennsylvania said because of the pandemic, we want to give a three-day grace period. So if a voter mails in their ballot, we should count that as legit if it's postmarked before Election Day, even if it gets here a little bit late. Republicans said no. The Supreme Court couldn't decide, so that the Democrats' position stands. What do you make of this ruling?
Well, it is quite extraordinary that we have not only a decision this close to the election, but a 4-4 decision from the U.S. Supreme Court in a high-profile election case. So it does raise the stakes for the current controversy and confirmation process over Amy Coney Barrett. But the decision itself, as you said, leaves in place what the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said, which is that because of the right to vote in the Pennsylvania Constitution, they thought it proper to allow late arriving absentee ballots to count for the presidential and other elections.
So as a signal both to Pennsylvania voters, they now know they have this extra couple of days. Is this also to be seen as a signal to other states that are also currently fighting over extensions of deadlines and all manner of election-related matters?
What this is a signal to the state Supreme Courts in other states, because what was at issue was the claim that the Republicans had made that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, by sort of unilaterally extending the deadline, was in a sense behaving like the legislature, and that violated the U.S. Constitution. And the Supreme Court said, well, it gave a mixed signal, but four justices said that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court's decision should probably be overruled. Four said, we're going to let it stand. And as a result of that tie, they let it stand. And so other state Supreme Courts, other state courts that are considering other similar kinds of changes to the election laws in their states now have a signal from the Supreme Court that at least so long as there are eight justices, that those decisions may stand.
This, as you were saying before, this obviously shines a brighter light on the arrival, the impending arrival of Justice Coney Barrett. Is it just assumed that she will side with the conservatives in cases like this? What do we know about her jurisprudence about voting matters?
I don't think we know for sure which way she would side, but generally she considers herself a textualist or an originalist, looking at the words in the Constitution very strictly. And so the provision in the Constitution, which is at issue in this case, is whether, as Article 2, Section 1 says, each state shall determine in such manner as the legislature thereof shall determine. And so the idea is, does the state legislature have kind of special power that even a state Supreme Court possibly can't modify? And so that is what the more conservative justices on the court believed, and perhaps she would be in their camp.
If the election count is drawn out, does that worry you? I mean, we've heard the president say that if he's not declared the winner on election night, that is de facto evidence that there is fraud in this process. Do you worry about sort of drawing out this process of counting all these ballots in Pennsylvania and elsewhere?
We need to understand that no election has been completely finalized on election night. We have always had millions of ballots that have been outstanding. What makes this election different is that we could have as many as 50% of the ballots that are cast being cast by mail. That could be 75 to 80 million ballots that will be cast by mail. And so we may have to wait a little bit longer, but it's better to get the result right than to get it done fast. You are right, however, that the more that we are in limbo, the more concern that people will have that, you know, some candidate may declare premature victory or that there will be allegations of fraud or misdeeds in the absentee balloting process. So that's, you know, in a very thin-skinned political environment in which we're living right now, that's the concern, is that there'll be a lot of conflict over those absentee ballots if it goes into overtime.
So talk to the voters who are out there. We know millions of people have already voted. Many people are sitting on mail-in ballots that are in their house debating, fill this out, mail it in, go vote early, go vote in person. If people are seeing these cases and these ongoing fights in a lot of different states, what would you counsel them to do to guarantee the safety of that their vote gets counted?
Vote as soon as you can. I think that's the message everybody should be sending right now, which is that don't wait until Election Day if you're going to vote in person. If you can vote in person early, please do so. If you're going to vote by mail, make sure you send it in immediately so that you don't are not victim to, say, difficulties with the Postal Service delivering your ballot. Also, in some states, you can track your ballot. So there's ballot tracking software that states have made available to see whether your vote has been received. And then if there are mistakes in your ballot, if you live in one of those states, what gives you an opportunity to correct those mistakes, make sure to avail yourself of that. But the key thing is to read the instructions on the ballot and to mail it in early.
Nate Persily of Stanford University Law School, thank you very much and great to have you. We look forward to talking with you more as this election progresses.
Thanks very much.